Paul Joyce with us. How are you, Paul?
I'm really well, Sean. Lovely to be speaking with you this morning. And I've just got the Randwick acceptances scrolling through in front of me. So looking forward to that one. But we need to get a bank together. So that's what today's all about.
Ray Hickson with us too. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, hi there, Sean. Hi there, Paul. Don't get too distracted by those fields. We've got seven races to get through today yet, mate.
No, exactly right. No, but it's a bit hard, isn't it? When you see Winx racing, you just can't help but click on that. He's got the seven rivals, and Chris Waller's got six of them. Well, six of the eight runners. So it's going to be a big day, but, yeah, we'll have to get through this one first.
Yeah, it will be a big day. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this track plays, actually, guys, because as Mark just alluded to there, the rail's out 3 metres. I think we were in the True on Saturday, and they didn't really go anywhere near that 3 metre part of the track. So it'll be interesting to see what the day holds.
Glenn Munt with us. Morning, Munt.
Hey, morning, Sean. Morning, Pa. Morning, Ray. Yeah, long day's racing. Race 5 at Darwin tonight's 25 past 7. That'll be the signature of all eyes later on today. So we might as well get into Warwick Farm. Give us a bank to get ready for the Race 5 at Darwin.
All right. Now, the first today, we put our number one to Grammy.
Yes, the first on the card today is the ANZ Bloodstock News. This is a benchmark 70 for three-year-olds over the mile, and De Grammy is not there. Came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Final award, odds on favourite, 165. Costello at 15. Celes at $4.60. Helga's a $5.50 chance, and Monagal is at $7. Well, it's all about final award. I don't know whether the people that got on at 22, 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 976 all the way down to 420 when it won last week. Are buttering up again here. But it did go up odds against with De Grammy in the field. Actually, 220 was the best and has been a constant firm since then. Easily the best supported runner here in the first. Little bits of money this morning for Celes, and it's been 5 to 460 in the last 5 minutes. Monagal's gone 650 out to 7.
Yeah, pace in the race is just one big question mark. Only the five runners, none of them seem to races that I want the front, so it's a bit of a guessing game. Perhaps Helga, perhaps Monagal, perhaps Celes. Just don't know, Ray. So I'm not sure how they'll settle, but I'm pretty sure I know who'll be winning.
Yeah, I'd have to completely agree with you. I thought probably Helga might lead, but Monagal with Rachel King, she's very good on a front runner. She might well push the button. Hard to tip against final award number two. It'll be interesting to see what kind of a racehorse he is, because obviously he doesn't have, you know, a full field with a little bit of pace on to get back and run home. He's going to have his wits about him here. Up to the mile, you'd think he'd still be able to take care of these four rivals he's got. I think Helga will run a good race number five. It's been a month or so, it's been nearly 2 months since we've seen her. No, it's been about 6 weeks since we've seen a race, and she ran a little bit unlucky third behind Cossetot and Word for Word in that protest race at Canterbury we won't speak of again. Two trials since then. I think she can give a bit of cheek. Celes whacked away behind Vega Days and Adana last start. This is a bit easier outside of final award. And Monagal in for fourth. 2, 5, 4, 6. I don't think we'll get too complicated here.
Yeah, I agree. I went 2, 5, 6, and 4. I just couldn't get away from final award, even though he extremely short. I just think he's got a bit of X factor about him. The quick backup, Mark Unum, we'll leave that to him. Very, very good trainer, and if he's happy to back him up, I'm happy to back up again. And I think he's a good horse to kick off if you want to play a multi during the day with number two final award. I think Helga, she's got a win or two in store for her, the way she's trialling really well. Unlucky, as you mentioned, at Canterbury before that little let up, but just that lack of race fitness at a mile today probably brings her undone against a horse like Final Award. I think Monagal will win her fair share of races too. She was very unlucky at Nowra, and then all I want to do was back her in a mile maiden, and Theresa Bader took her to the easiest possible mile maiden you could find, Sapphire Coast on a Saturday, and she won it by 6.5 lengths. So well done there, very astute placement, a lot harder today, but she'll win some races. And number four, Celes. Yeah, I'm not convinced with her at a mile, but this probably won't be a genuine mile today in the small field. 2, 5, 6, 4.
All right, we go to race two. Now here we put out 5, Dream Circle, and 15, Zuriana.
Yeah, this is the Sledmere Stud Plate here. A two-year-old set weight maiden over 1,200 metres. Bullet Fly, the toppie, is a $17 chance. Charbroil with the winkers on today at $15. Collada at $9. Deep Chill with the winkers on, but the blinkers come off. It's a $4.60 chance. Dream Circle out, no deduction. Cinnamon Cloud, $151. Anude at $3.70. Estrado is at $41. Fanciful Dream at $17. Giovannina at $41. Originaire is a $10 pop. Segrill at $100 to $1. Singles at $26. Still Single, the favourite at $3.50. And Zuriana came out this morning, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Well, easily the best supported runner here and double the investment of any other runner, albeit not the most popular runner today so far, is a Nude here. 360 out to 370 so far today. The most popular runner today has been Still Single, who's actually 340 out to 350 today with half the total investment of what a Nude has on it. Third pick and a genuine firm this morning is Collada, $13 into $9. Absolute horror story at the other day in the Dawn Passage race.
Sure was, Mums. We'll get to that in a tick. Speed-wise, a Nude, I think, will work across and probably lead them here. She's been right on pace at both of her starts today down in Melbourne. And Fanciful Dream, even though she missed a kick in her trial, she mustered quickly and ended up winning that trial by nearly 6 lengths. So I expect she'll be stamped urgent to go forward. And obviously, it's a two-year-old race. So there's a few others that could surprise and race up there as well.
Yeah, I'd love to know the outcome of the early speed there. But look, I'm going to go with a Nude on top. I must admit, I was a little bit keen each way on Zuriana before she came out, but so I'll have to wait another day there. Look, you know, she's got the form on the board, a Nude. She's chased home Jettastar on debut down the straight, and obviously she's going around with 44 in the Lightning on Saturday. And was then run down by Liar, who won the Blue Diamond Prelude on Saturday. So, look, the form's there to suggest she's, look, at least capable of winning races and is pretty handy. I guess it's just a matter of where she lands in the run. You know, do they push the button and go forward? Do they look to take a bit of cover? Do they look to take luck out of it? I think she's on top just with the strength of the form. Number 14, Steel Single, also comes through strong races. I thought she was okay without being outstanding in the Widden. On a soft track, she's drawn well, better for the run, and you have to respect the money for her. Number three, Collada, as Glenn alluded to, and I'm sure Paul is about to allude to, was very unlucky in the Dawn Passage race at Randwick. Not sure where he would have finished, but it certainly wouldn't have been 10th, beaten nearly 8 lengths. And number four, Deep Chill, in for fourth. Look, you know, he's gone around behind Castelvecchio and McLaren at his two starts, so, you know, this would be a better indication of where he stands. Good race, 7.14.3.4, Paul.
Yeah, I like Collada, but I'm putting number two on top, Chabrol. I went 2.3.14.7. I think you can back the top two picks here for a good result. Chabrol at around $15. I just think the market's totally got it wrong with him. He's a colt that's only had the one start, trained by Jean Dubois, who's got a terrific strike rate. And this colt blew the start in a Canterbury, tacked onto the field coming to the turn, had a lap of Dominant over me, had a lap of horse underneath him, and he just got cut out at about the 200, then again at the 150, and then basically went to the line hard hell, beat 5 lengths behind Castelvecchio. Now, of course, Castelvecchio's come out and won the English Millennium. So there's got to be some depth to that form line. And with any natural improvement, I notice he's put the winkers on here today. And if this horse happened to jump cleanly and put himself anywhere near the leaders, I wouldn't be shocked at all if he just won this race today at the $15. So I put him on top of Collada, who's now into the $9 mark, and he's a similar sort of story. He comes through the Dawn Passage form, which we also know is very strong, and he had the genuine excuses in that race when he was slow away and then got really badly cut out of the race at about the 250 mark when he looked to be travelling sweetly. So you've got these two-year-olds that have had no luck at either of their starts, and I think the market's just got it wrong with both of them, putting up double figures. Number 14, Still Single. Well, she had clear running in the Widden. She hit the line well behind Immersement and Rotator. So we know that's good form. J-Mac aboard off a lovely gate. And the 7, a Nude. Well, she's been there to win both races, but, you know, she's bumped into Jettastar and Liar. So we won't hold that against her yet, although obviously the market's well and truly found her. So 2, 3, 14 and 7, without doubt, the most intriguing race of the day.
Race 3, One Dusk Falls, 9 My King's Council, out of the Bowman's Office Furniture Handicap Months.
Yeah, first opportunity to say it today, the Bowman's Office Furniture. Good morning to Brian Rudder and all the team there. The benchmark 70 over 2,400 metres. Dusk Falls is not there. The deduction 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. My Psychiatrist, good morning, at $15. All Cash at $4.80. Triple Hero is a $6.50 chance. Fluidity, $2.60 and favourite. Latin Light at $6.50. Red Dream at $23. Front View is a $4.20 chance. And My King's Council won't be backing up from Kembla last Saturday. The deduction there this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. We've gone to a fresh market here. Now we're down to a field of 7. In the original market, the most popular runner and not a strong betting race was Fluidity, fractionally in front of Dusk Falls. Well, it comes out. Since we've gone to the fresh market this morning, Fluidity's gone 260, 250, back to 260. Well, nothing more than a round of drinks on it and nothing really on anything else.
Yeah, speed in the race, only a small field over 2,400, so tactics will come into play, and it wouldn't surprise me if there's a mid-race move or two, but settling down, I think Triple Hero, Lap Light, there you're two on paces with My Psychiatrist doing the trailing race.
Sounds about right, Paul. Just these 2,400 metre races midweek, I like to go for the up-and-comer in the race, and the market has found that in number 5, Fluidity. Two starts ago, you know, shook off the maiden under Jason Collett by 5 lengths at Gosford, went up to Wyong in a benchmark 64 and settled last. Collett made a mid-race move and was in front or outside the leader, who also went, so the runner-up, Fraudulent, tried to go with him. She kicked away from them around the home turn and kept going. I don't see 2,400 metres being any issue. And like I said, I think she's just the horse on the way up. And against these horses, I think that's a good formula to follow. Number 3, All Cash, always a chance in these kind of races. I noticed he was accepted for Randwick on Saturday as well, so he could be in for a busy week. I'm not sure, really sure where he stands. I mean, he seems to like the sting out of the ground a bit, but his last couple of runs on the wet tracks have just been fair. Number 8, Front View, won a maiden 2 starts ago, and then good effort at Kembla over 24 last start. He'll be thereabouts. And number 4, Triple Hero, probably leads. Hasn't won beyond a mile, but might give a sight. Fluidity to win from 3, 8 and 4. So 5, 3, 8 and 4, Paul.
Yeah, very similar for me, Ray. 5, 8, 3, 6. The reasoning similar too. I just think you found the up-and-coming stayer with some upside. And, you know, she's won both her last starts very impressively. It's always a query stretching to the 2,400 for the... Well, she's run over it once and failed, but really the first time this time in that she's out to the 2,400, but the way she races, her pattern of getting back and sort of making those mid-race moves and going on with it, suggests that she'll run it right out. And of course, it is her home track, which is another advantage here at the farm. But I think number 8, Front View, is a real threat, especially with J-Mac booked to ride. His last two starts have been particularly good. I thought he was beaten by a good one there, and he's imposing at Kembla. So he'll see the trip right out. You've got no doubt with him running the 2,400. But then you have a look at All Cash, who just grinds away, probably needs further than 2,400 and will want a bit of speed on early in the race, won't want to sit and sprint. And number 6, Latin Light, he can be a bit underestimated, I suppose, only had the 19th start. So I'm going 5, 8, 3, 6.
All right, on to the 4th now, and we pull out the 8 partners.
Yes, and race 4 today is the Headwater at Vinery here, benchmark 70 over 1,000 metres. And Rebel Miss is the toppy here, and she is a $6 chance. Royal Hootenanny at $41. Stefan at $5.50. Bangkok is a $19 chance. Witherspoon at $3.50. Up Trumps at $4.40. God of Thunder with a tongue tie on today, $2.90 in favourite. Partners out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place, and All in Rhythm. Lugging Bit on, the blinkers come off, the standard bit comes off. It's a $251 chance. It's all about God of Thunder here, and the vast majority of the money has come for it this morning. Already 360 into 290 today has, well, 6 times the amount of money on what Up Trumps has. It's been 460 out to 480, back to 440 today, and Witherspoon is third pick and a long way away from the other two.
Well, they'll be a good pace, 1,000 metres around Warwick Farm, they tend to fly, and God of Thunder will be right in the mix, I would expect. Witherspoon, she's got blistering early pace, as does the inside gate, Royal Hootenanny. So they're the 3 most obvious, but just a fast run 1,000, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting with Witherspoon drawn out there in eight. She does like to lead, and 1,000 metres really suits her. So it'll be interesting to see if anything tries to hold her out. I'm hoping that they do. I quite like it, certainly on an each-way basis. There's eight horses left. Number three, Stefan, the Canberra horse, he's been a real improver in the last sort of 12 months, and his effort first up at Canberra over 1,000 metres was outstanding. He took off four deep, well before the turn, and was an absolute sitting shot. They beat the rest by five or six lengths, and he was only first up. He ran really well in a couple of stronger or at least comparable races to this back in at the end of his last preparation, a fourth to Sharp Hustler and Condor Heroes, and a third to Our Dasher at Canterbury. So I think he's going to get a nice run just off the pace, and hopefully he gets a chance to hit the line. So three on top, Stefan, one Rebel Miss. Well, she went for home at about the 450 at Warwick Farm last start and was caught in the last few hops, and she's the horse type of horse that you need to take off about the 100 metre mark with her run. She's got a short, sharp dash, and she has to be really really well timed. So home track again, and she gets her chance to win a race. Five Witherspoon will give a sight. And I really don't know what to do with God of Thunder number seven. He could come out and win and blow them away, or he could just be thereabouts. He's been very mixed in his four starts. When he's looked good, he's looked very good. He's trialled well around Brutal and Coterie recently. So respect the money there, but I don't really think he could have any of mine. Three on top, certainly each way, from 1, 5, and 7, Paul, in a hard race.
It is a hard race. And look, I've got God of Thunder on top, but I respect what you say about him. I've gone 7, 3, 1, and 6. Just going off that trial at Rose Hill, I could back him. He trialled extremely well with Brutal and Coterie, as you mentioned. I thought, he was going as well as Brutal through the line, and if he can run up to that trial, he'll win this race, especially from the good gate. And Coterie franked that trial form by running really well on Saturday. He went out on a winning note. He won impressively at Rose Hill, admittedly in a small field that hasn't thrown much form, but nevertheless, he got the job done. He's only lightly raced. He's from Team Hawks, and there's been good support for him. So there's enough there if you wanted to throw something good on him today. I wouldn't suggest otherwise, because I couldn't back much else to beat him apart from maybe that Stefan that you gave a really good account of. I thought he had some upside. He goes well for the jock, loves the 1,000 metres, and he'll be the one to pounce if God of Thunder doesn't deliver off the trial. Number one, Rebel Miss. I couldn't back her to win, but she's a must if you're playing Quinellas or Trifectas. She had the race shot to bit the other day and didn't turn it up as such, but she just hasn't won for so long, 74 weeks. So she's just forgotten, really, how to put a race away. And number six up, Trump. She's got a slightly tricky gate there today, but he's always good here at Warwick Farm, and he's another one that, if the favourite doesn't fire, well, he could definitely win. 7, 3, 1, and 6 for me in the fourth.
Now, the fifth, we put out the four Feminine Lad.
Yeah, this is the English Country Highway, a benchmark 80 over 1,300 metres. Now, if any of these horses win the English Country Highway, whether it be Fun Tickets, Our Rose Marie, Inch Perfect, or Safe Landing, the trainers there, Maddie Dale, Terry Robinson, the Joseph Jones conglomerate, and Kurt Goldman, are eligible for a $50,000 credit from Inglis when purchasing a yearling out of the highway or the book two sale tomorrow at the Riverside Stable. So there's a country highway on, and there's a provincial highway, which is the next race, and there are eligible runners in that as well. So give them a cheer. The trainers will be, of course, Fun Tickets, Our Rose Marie, Inch Perfect, and Safe Landing. The market here on the fifth, Professor Marks is a $31 chance. Catan at 14. Common Purpose is a $3.70 favourite. Famana Lad came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Crata V at $34. Fun Tickets at 16. Pierino at 7. Our Rose Marie at 9. Valerie at $5.50. Inch Perfect is a $71 pop. Dream Builder at 23. Sid's Footprints at $4.80. And Safe Landing with the winkers off is a $9.50 chance. Slightly more money for Sid's Footprints than any other runner here. Today has been 480 into as short as 440, back to 480. Second pick today and third pick overall is Val Ree, who's been 750 to 550 today. Second pick overall, but third pick today has been Our Rose Marie, has been $8 out to $9. They're the top three in the Country Highway Race 5.
Speed in the race, I think Sid's Footprints will find himself in front, stepping up from 1,100 to the 1,300 today. Common Purpose, Barrier 1, Hugh Bowman. We'll leave that to Huey. He'll work out where he wants to be. 13 Safe Landing will be up there, thereabouts with them, and Piorino and our Rosemary. Certainly capable of settling close up, right?
Yeah, I think you've got that pretty well right. Look, I'm thinking, and I'm hoping that Terry Robinson has the $50,000 to go and throw at the highway sale. Tomorrow, I like our Rosemary, particularly on an each-way basis at that $9. She was in outstanding form in the highways, winning back-to-back highways at Rose Hill in the early summer, and she was given a freshen up then by Terry Robinson, dropped back to the 1,000 in the Rebel Miss race on the public holiday Monday, just after Australia Day. And tell you what, she was a little bit stiff not to win the race, or at least get a lot closer than the 1.7. She was, you know, out-sprinted there early on, but she was hitting the line well and then just ran into a traffic jam. You wouldn't think you could in a five-horse field, but she must have just been going so well at the time. She took Winona by surprise and she had to take hold late. So I quite like her drawn out there. I wouldn't mind if she just sort of sat back off them and swept around at one particular stage, but I certainly think she'll run very well. Number three, Common Purpose, a logical danger for me. He won pretty well first up at Canterbury, running down Luke and Ladd when, according to trainer John Bateman, he was about 80% fit. If he wins this race, he can't run in the country championship qualifier, and he can win this race from Barrier 1 with Hugh Bowman. So speaking to John yesterday, and he basically said, you know, the owners are happy to win races, so if he wins this race, they won't mind missing the championships, which is very interesting. In for third, number seven, Piorino. I think he's much better suited at 1300 metres than he was at the first behind I Am a Cool Kid, where everything got out sprinted there. And number six, Fun Tickets, for fourth. I think he was very good late on that public holiday meeting behind Molly Fight. I have to respect Sid's footprints as well, Paul, but you can't tip them all. Eight, certainly each way, 3, 7, 6.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've got the same Quinella here. I'm 3, 8, 9, and 12. I'm with Common Purpose on top. He's the obvious one. Barrier 1, Hugh Bowman. He's won four of his last five starts. He was very good first up, as you said, 80% fit, still wins from a wide gate around Canterbury. So he's got to be the horse to beat today, and he should get a lovely run. 8, our Rosemary. She's got a slightly sticky gate, but if Winona can find a spot with her, and as you said, Ray, she was finishing all over top of them there over the 1,000 here a couple of weeks ago, and I think she's still got better races in store for her. Number 9, Valerie, she's terribly out of the gate. She'll probably be back near last, but she's got a big finish on her, and her first up run at Port Macquarie was really good for the 1,300 second up. So I think she's a must if you're playing your trifecta's first fours. And number 12, Sid's Footprints. I'm just not sold on the 1,300, but if he gets a softish lead with 53 kilos, I'm sure he'll be there for a long way. He is coming through a superior form race behind Sylvia's Mother and Wonder Babe last start at Randwick. So he is very well in at the weight. 3, 8, 9, and 12 in race 5.
We go to race 6, take out 7, McCormick, and 11, Mr. Redoble.
Yeah, now this is the English Provincial Highway. Once again, a benchmark 70 over 1,300 metres. The eligible runners here and their trainers, Done a Ton for Gary White, Aliferous for Chris Lees, and Burden of Proof for Teresa Bate up there. The three eligible runners for the $50,000 credit to the trainers there, courtesy of Inglis's, to be spent at the highway, the Book 2 sale tomorrow at the Riverside Complex. And the market here on race number 6 has Ever So Natural a $21 chance. Laszlo at 10. Archidemus, the $2.10 favourite. Done a Ton at 15. Juventus at $6.50. Frankly Awesome, when the synthetic hoof filler on the off 4, it's a $4.20 chance. McCormack out this morning, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Bad Boy for Love at 34. Aliferous is a $9.50 chance. Burden of Proof at 34. Mystery Double is a scratching no deduction. And Smith at $34. All about Archidemus here, off a high of 360 with McCormack in the race. Even today, 250 into 210, clearly top pick here. Second pick, Frankly Awesome. Third pick, little separating Juventus and Aliferous.
Yeah, well, speed map here, assuming Archidemus jumps cleanly, and he seems to have tidied up his early bad manners out of the gate, so he can lead them. And Laszlo's the other on-pace runner. And that's about it. You've got Everstone Natural, you've got Juventus. They're probably gallopers that can settle handily without putting any pressure on those other two. So it all depends on how Archidemus comes out of the gates, Ray. But if he jumps cleanly, he leads, and he's obviously going to take a lot of catching.
Yeah, but I think you're right. The only options there are either he leads or he sits outside Laszlo, and he's really hard to go past for me. I think Arkademus, number three, I think he's either equal favourite or outright favourite for the provincial championships at the moment, and he's only had the four starts against his name. Glenn can correct me if I'm wrong there. Look, he was... The only thing with him is that his two wins have been on soft and heavy tracks, and he's, you know, he scraped home at Wyong, and then he beat them into the ground at Kembla Grange, winning by 9.5 lengths. I wasn't really sure what I was going to say there, but he went around in a barrier trial at Warwick Farm over 1,200 metres a bit over a week ago, and looked really good, you know, getting away from Cosmologist late. I don't think a good track is any issue. I mean, he's certainly performed on a good track so far in his career. I just think he's really promising. This will be a good test for him and a good pointer to see if he is really a worthy provincial championships favourite. I think he is. I think he'll win. I think Frankly Awesome is the logical danger, number six. I would have liked to have seen a trial a little better. You know, I know with Chris Lees's horses, some of them are good trialers and some of them just aren't good trialers. And I would have liked to have seen a little bit more in that 1,000-metre trial won by Spring Charlie at Newcastle a few weeks ago. That said, she really didn't jump out of the ground in her trials prior to winning on debut at Newcastle over 1,300 metres when she was 650 out to 950, and she is coming out of a spring champion stake. So she's obviously got a little bit of class on her side. The way the race looks to pan out probably doesn't suit her, but I have to respect her. Number nine, Oliphorus, a nice run first up. I think she'll be an improver. And number five, Juventus, can't leave out either. Not sure where he gets to from that gate. If he gets over somewhere up onto the pace, I'm sure he'll run well. Three, a good thing from 6, 9, and 5.
Yeah, I'm going to back number two each way, Laszlo, 2, 5, 3, and 9 for me. Just think it's the way I want to play this race. There's only the two on-pace runners. Laszlo's drawn inside Arkademus, and if Arkademus happened to bungle the start, Laszlo would get an absolute picnic in front. Mm. Billy Owen claims three. This horse has got terrific third-up figures. And he won second up in a benchmark 70 here at Warwick Farm. He'll actually carry a kilo less this time around because of the claim. And I just think his big overs is around that $10 mark. I think he's an each way bet to nothing really here, Laszlo. Obviously, Arkademus could roll him, but I'm happy to take the $10 each way, number two, Laszlo. I'll put number five, Juventus, in for second, just if you want to have something small on the Quinella and if Arkademus happens to muck things up, because I think Juventus, with J-Mac aboard, he's ready to do something third up off a break. Still lightly raced. He won third up last prep, and that You Make Me Smile form line through that Canterbury race on the 23rd of January just keeps producing winners. So I'll put him in for second, Arkademus in for third. He's just too short for me. A coin flip odds for a horse that, you know, won both starts on wet tracks. He stood in the gates on occasion. Chad Lever seems to have a handle on him, and I think it's a great move by Gwenda to let Chad ride this horse in town, because at least you've got a jockey who knows the horse well. But he's still not the sort of horse that could take my money at a coin flip odds. And number nine goes in for fourth, Oliphorus. She was good late there at Canterbury behind Transmitter first up. Happy to back the two each way, 2, 5, 3, 9.
Right, final event, race 7. Pull out just, 9 and Opassa.
Just quickly on Arkademus, that failed to finish its first run back on the 31st of January. What actually happened that day? He reared just before the gates were opened once. Then read basically as the gates were preparing to open a second time, and I think you'll find Corey Brown thought he'd be declared a non-runner. So that's if you're wondering what the fail to finish his first run in a race was, that's actually what happened to him on that day. So, you know, read before the gates open, read again basically as they open, and they thought he'd be a non-runner, but he was declared a starter because in the steward's opinion, as the gates were opening, he was still on the ground. So they said it was his own fault. So that's why he failed to finish his first run in a race back there in January. Right, the market on the last here, the TAB Rewards, which is a benchmark 70 over 1,100 metres. And we'll start here with Jester Angel at $9. Verlaine at $7.50. Mileage is a $7 chance. Sol Star at $4.20. Lips and Lashes for Cav, $3.50 in favourite. Red Chandelier, Blinkers On, Winkers Off. And it's an $8.50 chance. Delago Thunder at $15. Mixed Blossom at $34. Ondo Passa out no deduction. Freightinator is a $34 chance. Our Revenue, I should say, at $10. And Zazudio is a $34 chance. not a bad betting race. Best supported runner overall is Lips and Lashes, who today has been 420 into 350. Second pick overall, and not even half the money that's gone on Lips and Lashes, is on Our Revenue. That's Brad Davidson's tip this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. It's second pick overall. Third pick overall is Soul Star, 4 out to 420. If you don't mind, boys, I'll give you the best back runner on the day, which is Final Award in race number one. Jockey's Challenge. Today we have Huey Bowman, $1.60 favourite over Kieran McAvoy at 4, Jason Collett 7, James McDonald at 12, any other jockey 21, Billy Owen 26, Robbie Dolan and Brenton Abdullah 41 each of 2. I'll see you in another 1 hour and 22 minutes, hopefully, on Sky Thoroughbred Central with a preview from Warwick Farm.
Good on your mans now. What do we like?
That's like the white rabbit.
We call him a lot of things. White Rabbit will do for today. All right, speed map here. We've got Jester Angel and Mick Blossom. They're the two obvious on paces. Lips and Lashes, she maps beautifully here, and I can see why punters are coming for her just off the map alone. Probably DeLargo Thunder and Zazudio, the others sitting handy. But that's the way I've mapped them in the last, right?
Yeah, no worries. I found this race probably to be the hardest race of the day to work out. And look, I came back to number 4, Soul Star. The Victorian up here now for Kieran Moore and David Eustace. She hasn't made a habit of winning, as a record shows, 12 starts for one win. But she comes through a couple of really nice races down in Melbourne. She chased home, cracked the code at Moonee Valley, who we've seen come out and win impressively since. And then, you know, it was a four-horse field, but, you know, she chased home Island Days at Sandown. And, you know, the form around her is pretty good as well, so she comes into a race that's wide open. Anyone can win it. She's drawn okay. She's got the claim for Robbie Dolan, who's riding as well as anyone. It's just a matter, I think, of, you know, whether she wants it. This is a race up for grabs. So I'll put her on top. Number 11, Our Revenue, the horse Brad Davidson's keen on it. Certainly a good chance on an each-way basis. She was back last in the race, led and won by Kanunga at Canterbury last week. And, you know, ran everything else down to run second. So she's racing well. 5 Lips and Lashes, as Paul said, gets the run of the race from a nice barrier. Comes off 2 country wins, so ready to take the step up. And number 2, Verlin, a bit hard to work out. Barrier 1 might lead, might sit off them. She's been a bit mixed so far, but on her best, she's in there with a chance. 4 to win from 11, 5 and 2. And let's just hope we're in front at this stage.
Yeah, exactly, Ray, and have a few numbers on that quaddy ticket if we're alive into the last. I've gone 5, 4, 2, 6. Basically a speed map tip, Lips and Lashes. She should lob in and trail these two leaders around the 1,100 at Warwick Farm, so she'll be in the right spot to win the race on the turn. And even though it's only country form, she has been doing it very well, and she's been well supported in betting for both of those wins this prep. So I like the Kavanagh stable too, and I'm just happy to go her way. In a very tricky final race, I think you made a really good case for Soul Star. And if that form holds up with the 2 kilo claim for Robbie Dolan, she'll be extremely hard to beat here. Number 2, Verlaine. She's a bit hot and cold this time in, but to barrier 1, gets the smother. She'll be trying to dive through late in an open race, probably a bunch sort of finish. And number 6, Red Chandelier. Well, she was thrown right into the deep end a couple of times last prep and wasn't too bad, including a 5-length effort behind I Am Serious in a Group 3 Ankh Stakes. So if she turned up today, she could knock them all over at big odds with the blinkers going back on. So I want her, at least in my quaddie. 5, 4, 2 and 6 in the last.
All right. Now, Ray, what do you like? What's your best?
Yeah, I think the best, and I know Paul doesn't agree, is Archidemus. I think race 6, number 3. I just think that he's, we're taking the punt that he's going to jump. And if he jumps, he puts himself right on the pace and he gets his chance. So I think he'll be the horse to beat there. Outside that, Cozzy, I think, look, I'm happy to back our Rosemarie each way at the value around the $9 in race 5, number 8. I think she'll give us a collect somewhere. It's just a matter of whether it's a big one or a little one.
All right, terrific. Paul, your best?
Look, I think Final Award will win the first, but you've got to take well and truly red odds there. So race 1, number 2. Away from that, I think Chabrol, race 2, number 2, is worth an each-way ticket at the $15. And I think Laszlo each way will give you a great run in race 6. So that's race 6, number 2, Laszlo at the $10. So if you don't want to dive in early at those short odds, you can play some smaller each-way bets later in the day, and I think you'll turn a good profit.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Paul. Good on you, Ray. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
You too, guys.
See you, Ray.